Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A happy Friday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great to be with you guys on a Friday. A lot to get to today. Of course, we got Super Wild Card Weekend getting started tomorrow. We'll give out the PJ Pick 5, five favorite bets for the weekend. We also have the Cotton Bowl later tonight, Texas and Ohio State. Notre Dame came through for us last night, so one of the teams we picked to make it to the national championship has gotten there. Now we're hoping Texas can get there as well. We'll break down that game a little bit. Matt Horner going to join us middle of the show for Model Making Money. And then I love what BetMGM gives us, some of these wild card specials. We'll look at the players with the best odds, maybe some long shots to have the most passing yards over the weekend. Most rushing yards, receiving yards, what's the highest scoring game, the lowest scoring game going to be, getting to some of those fun things later on in the show as well. And we'll wrap everything up with our favorite bets of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to Twitch, hit us up at twitch.tv/BetQL. You can go to YouTube and search Odyssey Sports if you want to put your comments in there as well. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, you can check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. The show will also be on YouTube for you to see there as well. Going to be a great show. Glasses in session. Let's get going here on a Friday. We start things off with a little primetime peach. We got the Cotton Bowl tonight between Ohio State and Texas. Texas has stayed pretty much a six-point dog at BetMGM for these 8-9 days leading up to the Cotton Bowl. Ohio State, obviously, what they've done the last two games, kind of turning into the team that a lot of people thought they would be the entire season. Every Monday throughout the regular season in college football, we always give out my top 10 favorite teams in college football. And for a lot of those weeks, I always thought Ohio State was the best team. Even when they lost to Oregon, I still thought Ohio State was the best team. Then you had to downgrade them on Michigan. But we were talking about how even though they lost to Michigan, that still doesn't mean Ohio State can't win the national championship. They still have the most talent, and we're finally starting to see that here in the college football playoff. The question is, are they too overvalued now? Because the look-ahead line in this game before Texas played Arizona State and Ohio State played Oregon in the Rose Bowl was Ohio State -1.5, -2. And now the Buckeyes are all the way up to -6. So are we overvaluing the Buckeyes now a little bit too much? In my eyes, it feels like we are. I know Texas hasn't beaten anybody all season, but Texas also hasn't played a dynamic offense. You know, the best teams that they played are Georgia and A&M and Michigan and Oklahoma, and none of these teams have quarterbacks. None of them have offenses, really skill position players that scare you. Well, they're going to face plenty of those today when they take on Ohio State. Texas has this knack of going through games where they just have lulls, right? They can look incredible for like two possessions, and then they go through like a quarter and a half, and it's like, where was the Texas team that I just saw to start the game? We saw that certainly against Clemson, and we saw that against Arizona State. I mean, Texas comes at you in waves, and certain points throughout the game, they can just strike and hit you fast. And then there are other points where it just feels like they're kind of just like they let their foot off the gas. I think playing Ohio State tonight is actually going to be good for Texas because they know they can't relax. They have to play a full 60 minutes. They can't go through this game with like a lull for 20 minutes or else they're going to get blown out. So I think that's going to help them. I've talked about it too. I love the fact anytime you get a team that's a favorite all season and then you get them in as an underdog, especially in a big game, they usually come through. Didn't we see that with Georgia the two times they played Texas, right? They played them in Austin. They played them in the SEC championship game. When is Georgia ever an underdog? And they came through in those games. So I think Texas is a dog tonight. All they've been hearing all week is how overrated they are and how their quarterback Quinn Ewers isn't very good and what a machine Ohio State is and they're going to win the national championship. I think Texas is going to play really well. I think they're going to have a great game plan. And if there was a team in college football that can match up well with Ohio State, it is Texas. Now, Ohio State's got the best receiving core in the country. They got two NFL running backs. Their quarterback, Will Howard's, playing well. You can't stop them, but you can contain them if you have the right personnel. And I think Texas is the team in the country that has the best personnel to match up with them. They got the best corner in the country. They got one of the best pass defenses in the country. They can get after the quarterback. And it does help, too, that this game is in Dallas. So they should have a majority of the crowd there tonight in Arlington. So I think it's going to be a great game. I like Texas plus the 6. I also like the over in the game. It's starting to tick down at some places to 52.5. So if you can grab those, I like that even better, obviously. But I like the over in the game. I think Ohio State's going to score their points. I think the Buckeyes are going to get into the low 30s tonight. So Texas, if they want to cover or win this game, they got to score. You know, they got to try and win like a 34-31 game, or they got to try and lose 30-27, something like that. Ohio State's just too good. They have too many playmakers. They're on a roll right now. They're going to score their points. For Texas to keep this game close, I think it's got to correlate to the over. So I like the over as well. I also like Quinn Ewers' over passing yards, 238.5. I mean, folks, I think all these things are correlated, right? If you like Texas to cover the spread, they're going to have to score, and Quinn Ewers is going to have to play where. There's no way around it. For Texas to compete in this game tonight, Ewers is going to have to play probably his best game in a Longhorn uniform. That's what's been really interesting about Ohio State in the playoffs. We're all talking about how incredible their offense is, but their defense has also been playing lights out. So Ewers really needs to play well tonight for Texas to have a chance. There's a short game parlay on BetMGM tonight that I really like at plus 700. You can do Ohio State money line to win the game because I do think they win, but I think Texas covers. Ohio State money line to win. Amika Abukam, Ohio State wide receiver, anytime touchdown. And then Quinn Ewers' alt passing yards at 300+. That's plus 700. So again, Ohio State money line, Abuka anytime touchdown, Ewers alt passing plus 300. That's a plus 700. So I like that bet as well. I think that's pretty good value. I'd also look at Gunnar Helm, the tight end for Texas, anytime touchdown. He's scored in both the playoff games so far for Texas against Clemson and ASU. He's the red zone guy for Quinn Ewers. When they get down into the red area, he is looking for his tight end, Gunnar Helm. So I think you're getting good value on plus 220 for Gunnar Helm as well. So Texas, I think, covers. I think Ohio State wins the game, though. Lean over as well. College hoops tonight, couple of plays. We got a couple of Big Ten games, Wisconsin and Minnesota. I'll go over the 142.5 in that game. I think the Badgers' offense has been really good at home this season at the Kohl Center. Been very surprising how potent they've been on offense. And they just played in a game against Rutgers where the total was 157.5. Now we're all the way down against Minnesota to 142.5. And it's not like Minnesota plays defense like Duke or Houston. You know what I mean? They're not very good a team. And I think Wisconsin being at home, their offense should score in the 80-90s. I like the over in Wisconsin and Minnesota. And then also, give me UCLA plus the 4.5 tonight against Maryland. Bruins are coming off two losses, flying across the country. Mick Cronin, if you didn't see it, called out his team in the press conference. He said they were soft. He said that he wants to win more than his players do. Practices, he has more energy than any of his players. So Mick Cronin knows when to push the buttons of his players and his teams, and I think he wants to get a response out of them and a reaction. So anytime you see a ranked team playing an unranked team, the unranked team is favored, especially 4.5, always gives you cause for concern. But I think this is one of the few cases I actually like the ranked team. I like UCLA plus the 4.5. I'd look at them on the money line tonight as well. All right, let's give out some best bets for NFL Wild Card Weekend as we got the PJ Pick 5. We've been talking about these games all week. Favorite bet of Wild Card Weekend is going to be the Steelers at plus 10 against the Ravens. Look, I get it. The Ravens are probably the best team in the NFL, especially when they play their A game. The power ratings tell you that the Ravens should be 9.5, 10-point favorites. recency bias tells you that the Ravens should be this big a favorite against Pittsburgh, but it just feels like we're all forgetting that this is Ravens-Steelers at the end of the day. We're just all forgetting that these games are always close. Last 20 times that these two teams have played, only four of those games have been decided by 7 points or more. The underdog is 16-3-1 against the spread in the last 20 meetings between these two teams. And I know we just saw them play 3 weeks ago, but that was one of the cases of where I think the final score and the box score really wasn't indicative of how close that game really could have been. Pittsburgh was tied with Baltimore 7-7 when Russ fumbled inside the 10-yard line, kind of flipped that game. When Lamar threw a pick, when they were up 7 in the fourth quarter, Russ threw a pick 6 two plays later. So this game is always about which way the ball bounces. There's going to be fumbles. There's going to be drop passes. There could be missed field goals. All those certain things. And Pittsburgh normally gets those breaks in this series. And if they do, not only do they have a chance to cover, but they have a chance to win as well. I just think 10's too many points. I like Pittsburgh plus 10. I also like the Houston Texans plus 3 against the Chargers. It feels like this line's a little bit too inflated and way too out of control. And I think the perception around the Texans is that they're way worse than they actually are. They had a bye week in week 14, so they played four games to finish off the regular season after their bye week. They beat the Miami Dolphins, which was a huge game because both teams were battling. The Houston Texans were trying to win their division. The Dolphins were trying to make the playoffs. Houston wins that game. Then we have the Kansas City game where Houston, mind you, was winning that game in the third quarter, and then the Tank Dell injury happened. We all saw the emotion that C.J. Stroud had. Texans were just rattled after that. They could never recover. Kansas City goes on to win that game. Then, obviously, we have the Christmas Day game against Baltimore, which I think is really ingrained into the minds of people right now and how they view the Houston Texans. But Stroud has played Baltimore three times in his career, and he's never thrown for a touchdown against the Ravens. It's just a horrible matchup. He's terrible against Baltimore, and the Ravens are rolling. They're one of the hottest teams in the NFL, so I don't really take too much into that. And then they rested their starters for a majority game against the Titans. So it feels like because of that Ravens game, I think a lot of people feel like the Texans just suck, but I think they're a lot better than people realize. They got a chance to rest a lot of their guys in week 18. They're at home. They still have a good defense, and CJ Stroud's a much better quarterback at home than he is on the road. And I've told you guys this stat throughout the week, and I absolutely love it, that since 2017, when you have a team that missed the playoffs last season and is a favorite in their game in wildcard weekend, they're 1-14 against the spread. So I like Texans plus 3. I think they win the game outright against the Chargers. I also like the Rams plus 2.5 against the Vikings. This game obviously had to move to Arizona because of all the wildfires going on in Los Angeles. I still like the Rams plus the points. And honestly, I think this line still should have stayed at 1.5 because the home field advantage in LA at SoFi really isn't all that big of a difference. And I think the Rams, if there's an advantage for this game moving, it actually is for the Rams because the Cardinals are in their division. So they make the road trip to Glendale every season. They're more comfortable with kind of that situation, the logistics, than probably Minnesota is. So I think that helps them from that standpoint. Also, now that this is a neutral site game, right, the head coach and the quarterback combo is more magnified. And even though Kevin O'Connell's great, I certainly would take the pairing of Sean McVay and Matt Stafford over Kevin O'Connell and Sam Darnold. And I know you don't want to react too much to just what you saw off of one game, but you got to be a little concerned with what you saw out of Sam Darnold against the Lions on Sunday night, right? That game was for the number one seed. It was essentially a playoff game, and Darnold by far looked his worst all season. He was missing a ton of throws. He wasn't reading the defense correctly. Feels like the lights were a little too bright for Sam Darnold. So I'll back the Rams here. I think they get the job done. I like them plus 2.5. I'll take them on the money line as well. Then give me Tampa Bay minus 3 against Washington. You guys might sense a theme here because a lot of these lines, it feels like we're overvaluing some of these teams. And I think Washington's another one of those teams where the perception on them is probably higher than what it should be. Washington right now comes into the playoffs on a 4-game win streak. But think about those wins that they had, right? They needed a failed 2-point conversion against the Saints to win that game. They needed a drop pass from Devontae Smith against the Eagles to win that game. And Jalen Hurts also left early with a concussion. Then they beat Atlanta in overtime when they very easily could have lost that game. And then Jaden Daniels sat in the second half against Dallas. So I get Washington has won four straight games. You got to give them a lot of credit for that. But they very easily could have lost all four of those games as well. Tampa Bay and Baker have been much better at home this season than they have been on the road. He's thrown for like 500 more yards at home than he has on the road. Tampa much more experience on their playoff roster than Washington. As much as I love Jaden Daniels, and I think he's going to play good, I just think the Bucs at -3 is a good number, so I'd lay it with Tampa. And then I also like the Bills, -9 against the Broncos as well. Feels like of all these underdogs, probably Denver, I think, is the most trendy this week to not only cover, but maybe pull off a big upset against the Bills. My problem with Denver is I just think the matchup for them is terrible. They're number one in the NFL at sacking the quarterback, while Buffalo's number one in the NFL at protecting the quarterback. Denver is first in the NFL in EPA yards per play on defense. The Bills are second in the NFL in EPA in yards per offense. They love playing man coverage on defense. Josh Allen's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL against man coverage. Denver loves to blitz. Josh Allen is incredible against the blitz. So it's just a bad matchup. Everything that Denver does well, Buffalo also does well. They're at home. They got one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. So I like the Bills to win this game by double digits. Give me Buffalo -9 against Denver. Those are our five plays of Wild Card Weekend. Steelers +10, Texans +3, Rams +2.5, Bucks -3, Bills -9. And if I had to pick Eagles Packers, I would probably lean Packers +5.5 in that game as well. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Horner joining us. Get some of his plays for Wild Card Weekend and some of his thoughts on the Cotton Bowl tonight as well. Matt, before we get some of your picks, what is the BetQL model like? Some of their five-star plays for today.
Yeah, so for our five-star play of the day, we're going to go to the Cotton Bowl for this one. Texas and Ohio State, we're going to take the under at 52.5, which is what it is widely at. The model projects this game at a very low 43 points to be scored in this game. So obviously, if we're going to get 52.5, that is going to show a massive edge on the model. So yeah, that's where we're going to. Five-star play, Texas and Ohio State under 52.5 in the Cotton Bowl.
All right, very good. And Matt, I mean, what a game we had last night in the Orange Bowl. Your Notre Dame Irish coming away victorious against Penn State. Let's hope tonight's game is as good as last night's was. Any pick for you in Texas and Ohio State? Do you think that the Longhorns have a chance tonight to pull off the upset?
I don't think they're going to win the game, but at the same time, neither does anyone else. Pretty much everybody I've talked to, pretty much everybody I've seen posting anywhere, it's just a given that Ohio State is going to win and play Notre Dame in the national championship. I've saw posts that's like, oh, Notre Dame has no chance against Ohio State in the national championship game. Ohio State hasn't made the national championship game, and yet they're just posting that. Like, Texas has zero shot, possibly, to win the game. I bet Texas at +6. You can find them at +6.5 as well. I think they're going to keep the game close. I don't know if they win because Ohio State's definitely the better team, so I get why people are saying this stuff. But at the same time, it's like it just feels like Texas is going to win this game just because everybody just assumes that Ohio State has automatically got in.
Yeah,
so,
no,
Texas on the spread.
Yeah, I agree. I think everybody just kind of expected it to be Ohio State. I think Texas could give them a game. As a Notre Dame fan, you're certainly rooting for Texas tonight, right? Like, you don't want to see Ohio State. You would much rather play Texas, you think?
Yes. No question.
Yeah, I think so. The look ahead lines in those games, I think Texas right now, like a 3.5-point favorite, Ohio State, like a 9.5-point favorite. So that certainly makes sense. Should be a good one tonight in the Cotton Bowl. Matt, what about an NFL wild card weekend? Let's start with those Saturday games. Two intriguing underdogs, right? Steelers, 10-point dogs against the Ravens. We've never seen in the history of that series that spread be that large. And then it feels like the Chargers are the biggest public play of the week. Nobody wants to bet on the Texans. Any plays for you in either of those games?
Yeah, so the first game there, I want to say I'm taking the Texans +3. I actually have multiple units on this. I agree with everything that you were just talking about before in the pick five there. Everybody wants to fade C.J. Stroud, the season type of season that he has had. People do not like the Houston Texans. They think they're bad, and they want to buy into Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers with the turnaround he's done here. The Chargers are on the road laying points. That is just not something that I want to be buying into, especially laying this many points, a whole field goal at Houston. I'm sorry, but I just think that line is just insane to me. I will take 3 points with Houston all day long. In that game, I also put something on the under. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game here. And then in the other game, you're talking about 10 points in that rivalry. It's just too many. Like, I know it feels kind of like a trap here. The line is that big probably for a reason, the way the Steelers have played recently, but 10 just seems too large. So I sprinkled the Steelers at plus 10.5.
It's a good point, Matt. I mean, usually when you get to this point, when a spread is that large, like, the favorite tends to cover. But in that game, I've just seen too much crazy stuff happen where I think you can only take the Steelers in that game. What about on Sunday? We got a triple header, Bills, Broncos, Eagles, Packers. Really interesting with both quarterbacks injured. We did get news that Jalen Hurts officially good to go for Sunday. And then Jaden Daniels of the Commanders against the Bucks on Sunday night. Anything you like in any of those three games?
I do like the under in the Bills and the Broncos game, kind of fading Bo Nix here and that Broncos offense, which I think is going to have a tough time in his first playoff game. People, like you said, are riding with the Broncos. They think they have a real chance to upset in this game, kind of like Tim Tebow and the Broncos against the Steelers in that game many years ago. But I don't think that's going to pan out. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game in which Buffalo dominates, and I don't think the Broncos are going to put up many points. I'd also take a look at their team total under for the game as well. I like the Packers getting the points against the Eagles. I don't have much on it, but at the same time, I think we've gotten to the point now at 5.5 where that's just too large of a number for me. Especially, I mean, if we ever got a 6, that would be a multi-unit play, but 5.5, I'm still have something on the Packers there. And then in the other game, I have absolutely nothing on the Buccaneers and Washington, but I do like what you said there with Washington and the Bucs in your pick 5. The Buccaneers, it just feels like they're probably going to put up a lot of points in this game. So maybe taking a look at the over and the Bucs here against that Washington defense, which has been so hit or miss, would be the play. But right now, I don't have anything in that one.
Yeah, Bucs team total over. I agree. I think that could be a good look against that Washington defense. And then finally, Matt, Monday night, I want to get your pick on the game. I also want to ask you if the game moving, did that change your handicap at all? Which way, you know, one way or the other? It was Vikings -1. Now it's Vikings 2.5. Like, do you think that's too much of an adjustment now that we're playing at a neutral site?
Honestly, I don't think so. The Rams don't have that, and I feel bad about taking a shot at them because of Los Angeles and the terrible things they're going through right now. They don't have that huge of a home field advantage in LA. I think we all know at this point that that's one of the stadiums where you're not going to get massive home field advantage. Yes. So I don't think the line moving that much really bothered me. I did bet the Rams already at 1.5, so maybe I got the worst of the number there, but I didn't know this was going to change. But at the same time, I just think they're going to win the game because I've said plenty of times coming on here that I'm fading the Vikings, don't like them, think they're kind of a fraud, not buying Sam Darnold. So give me the Rams here. I think they're going to win, and I don't really care what the number is.
I'm with you. Going to be a fun weekend of football. Matt, you can just sit back and relax, enjoy your Notre Dame win, watch a bunch of football. It's going to be a good weekend, my friend. Good catching up with you. Good luck this week. We'll talk again sometime soon.
Sure thing. Thanks, BJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet, don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, BetMGM, I love what they do here for the NFL playoffs when we get these wild card weekend specials. Thought we'd talk about some of these because there are a couple long shots, a couple of bets that I like in some of these markets. So we will start with who's the quarterback that's going to have the most passing yards this weekend in Super Wild Card Weekend. Sam Darnold's your heavy favorite, plus 380. Then you have Baker Mayfield, Jaden Daniels at 8-1. Matt Stafford's plus 850. You got Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, CJ Stroud, Josh Allen, 10-1. You guys get the idea. I like the value of Baker Mayfield at plus 800. Matt was just talking about it. It feels like the one thing that's probably like safe in Bucs and Commanders is that the Bucs are going to score. And Baker has been way better at home than he has been on the road this season. He threw for 4,500 yards this year, which was third in the NFL, 500 more yards at home than he did on the road. And when he matched up against Washington in week one, he had 289 passing yards in that game. So I think Washington's going to be able to score. I think they're going to be able to keep pace with Tampa. a little bit, but I think Baker and the Bucks are going to be able to put up some points too. So 8-1 for Baker, that feels like it should be like closer to 6-1. I think that's some pretty good value for him to have the most passing yards this weekend. As for most rushing yards, now this category is really good. Saquon plus 300, Derrick Henry plus 350. You got Bucky Irving of the Bucks plus 500, Kyron Williams plus 650. Josh Jacobs 12-1, Joe Mixon 13-1, J.K. Dobbins 18-1. So you got some interesting there. Saquon and Derrick, you can't go wrong with either of those guys, right? Saquon's probably going to have 100 yards. Derrick Henry, same thing. I understand if you want to bet those. And you know what? 3-1 plus 350, both pretty good value there. The guys that I would look at, though, that I think are interesting, Kyron Williams at plus 650. He had 97 yards against the Vikings when they met up earlier in the season. The Vikings do have the second best run defense in the NFL, but we've talked about this week, you can't be one-dimensional against Minnesota. You have to run the ball, and McVay, I think, understands that. So I think Kyron's going to get around 25 carries, has a chance to maybe eclipse like 120, 130 yards. And then Josh Jacobs. No Christian Watson. Jordan Love's banged up. I know the Eagles' defensive front is really, really good, but they're going to give it to Josh Jacobs, and they're going to see if he can break a couple of runs. So if he does run wild in this game, we're getting some good value there at 12-1. So I think Jacobs is very interesting. Then if you guys want a long shot, I like Jaden Daniels at 42-1. I don't think it's insane to say that Jaden Daniels could go for like 110, 120 rushing yards in this game. He carried the ball 16 times against Tampa back in week one. He carried it 16 times against Atlanta on Sunday Night Football, which was a playoff game for Washington. So in these big games and against the Bucks as well, Jaden has run the ball a ton. And I don't think it's crazy for him to, again, eclipse 100 yards. And at 42-1, I think that's a pretty good value. So you got a lot of firepower at the top, but I think Jaden Daniels, 42-1, could be a good bet. As for the receivers I would look at, Mike Evans, plus 950. Again, another 1,000-yard season for Mike. Just a model of consistency. Marshawn Lattimore could be back for Washington. And those guys have had some insane battles throughout the years when Lattimore was in New Orleans. But I like the value there for Evans. Ladd McConkey at 11-1. I don't think Stingley's going to follow McConkey all over the field. And the Chargers are going to scheme things up to try and get Ladd McConkey on some other guys. And that's Herbert's dude. So McConkey, I think, could be an interesting bet, 11-1. And then another flyer, Marvin Mims, 37-1 for Denver. You expect the Broncos to be trailing. You expect them to probably play some catch-up. Bo Nix to throw the football. Marvin Mims has come alive here in the final 3 weeks of the season. He's had some long receptions. 37-1 on Marvin Mims could be a little bit of a look as well. And then the highest scoring game of the weekend, I think Ravens Steelers has a chance to potentially be the highest scoring game. Wouldn't shock me if the Ravens score in the 30s or potentially even in the 40s. Without Zay Flowers, I think a lot of people look at that hampering the Ravens offense. I've always said the Ravens are their most explosive when they run the football, because when they run the ball and defenses don't know whether Derek's going to keep it or Lamar's going to keep it, and then they got to worry about the pass, that's when the Ravens put teams in mental pretzels. So if their offense is clicking like it could be against Pittsburgh, maybe the Steelers get us like 14, 17 points. I think plus 650, some good value in that game. And then the lowest scoring game, Eagles and Packers at plus 480. Again, both quarterbacks injured. No Christian Watson, which I think is big for Green Bay. I don't know if they're going to have too many explosive plays in the air, especially against that Eagles secondary. And Jalen Hurts, what does he look like coming back from his injury? That to me could be like a 21-17 type game. So I think Eagles Packers lowest scoring game of the weekend plus 480 could be some interesting value there as well. All right, we got a promo now from our friends at BetMGM. And do you think that you know playoff football? Where you can prove it at BetMGM's free to play game. For each round of the big game playoffs, you'll have the opportunity to answer three historical playoff football questions. You answer all three correctly, you'll win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. First entry period, three questions about wild card games, $250,000 in bonus bets up for grabs. The second entry period is three questions about divisional games, $250,000 in bonus bets. And then the third entry period is three questions about conference championship games, $500,000 in bonus bets. How does it work? You access the $1 million playoff football challenge promotion at BetMGM.com or the BetMGM app. You answer three questions per round during the big game playoffs. You answer all three questions correctly, you win a share of bonus bets for that playoff round. So make sure you check out that offer from our friends at BetMGM. As for PJ's plays here as we wrap up the show on Send It In, yesterday Our prop lock was Riley Leonard, anytime touchdown. He came through for us today. We'll go anytime touchdown, and we'll take Ohio State wide receiver Amika Abukam to find the end zone at plus 120. I like the value there. Also think Quinn Ewers over passing yards could be a good look too. But Abukam, I think he finds the end zone. So much talk about Jeremiah Smith, and rightfully so. Abukam's usually always finding the end zone as well, so I think he's a good bet tonight at plus 120. Give me UCLA as the dog of the day tonight, +4.5 against Maryland. Mick Cronin calling out his team in his press conference, I think it's going to ignite something in his team tonight, so I'll take UCLA plus points. Think they can win that game outright against the Terps as well. And then finally, my best bet, give me Texas +6 against Ohio State. I don't know if the Longhorns could pull off the upset. Certainly rooting for it, though, because we got a Texas to beat Notre Dame exacta at 18-1 in the final. But I like Texas to keep it close in this game. If there's a team that's going to give Ohio State a game for them to win the national championship, I think it's Texas. So give me the Longhorns +6 against Ohio State. Once again, our best bets for today, Mika Abukam, anytime touchdown, plus 120 for Ohio State to find the end zone. UCLA in college hoops is our dog of the day, +4.5 against Maryland. And then give me Texas +6 against Ohio State. Think the Buckeyes win, but I think 6 is too many points. Give me Texas to cover the spread. And again, hopefully Texas can pull off the outright upset. Thanks again to Matt Horner, Mike Brown for helping out today behind the scenes. Folks, enjoy the weekend. What an epic 4-day stretch of football upcoming. We'll see you on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.